You are now listening to Smoke After Dark.
Welcome to Smoke After Dark. This episode features the evil spirit of the wind, Po-Ho-No. Yosemite National Park contains lush scenery and landscapes for over 700,000 acres, stretching across four counties in California. Bye-bye. Yosemite National Park safeguards more than nature's greatest treasures. The legends of old are just as gripping. Up to the year 1969, an election year, a Native American tribe known as the Hawanaki of the Yosemite Miwok were continuously evicted off the grounds. Some women of the tribe were off gathering important ingredients by the Bridalville Falls for elixirs and some sippy sips, some drinkies. The tribe consumed. Up to the year 1969, an election year, where Lyndon B. Johnson was on his way out and President Richard Nixon was on his way in, a tribe of Native Americans known as the Awanaki of the Yosemite Miwok were continuously being evicted off of the grounds. This was the last time they would be. Some women of the tribe were off gathering important ingredients by the Bridalville Falls for elixirs and drinks the tribe consumed. This was a normal practice. This was an area they frequently visited. In the spring season, this area is a little bit wetter on the ground with dew and increased moisture being present in the air. One claim is a woman slipped and fell onto the rocks below. The other women went back to the tribe, horrified, and explained she had fallen to her death by slipping. It was very wet, and she couldn't catch herself, went over the cliff. But there was a caveat to the revelation that I will react to momentarily. But I want to address another rumor that she was pushed by one of the women. Claims of some sort of dispute leading up to the accident had arisen in the camp and she was caught in the crosshairs. However, the main story that has stood firm through the ages is she was blown by a huge gust of wind onto the rocks below. The gust, or huge gusher of wind, known as Po-Ho-No, or the spirit of the evil wind. When the tribe arrived to recover her remains for a proper burial, they were nowhere to be found. No trace of the woman who had fallen. The chief of the tribe, at the current time, outlawed anyone from going near the haunted Bridalville Falls. They believed it was cursed. You would be cursed, and I'll talk about that. They also feared that members of their tribe would succumb to the same fate, and there have been reports of people who have died around this area. Going back to this time, but leading up to the modern day. The Awanaki of the Yosemite Miwok believe the evil spirit of Pohono captured this woman and used her to lure other would-be adventurers to their untimely death. It's very spooky. Rumors continued to pop up like pimples from a bad diet, as some have said if you stare into the waterfall, you will leave cursed for eternity. Your soul cast to damnation. No help, no chance for reprieve. Another legend that occurred out of this time frame was if you inhale the mist of the coursing waterfall, your marriage would result in a sweet success. In other words, you would triumph in your love life. Others have attributed that fact to a false promise made to lure unsuspecting victims. If you experience a cursing wind pushing you around, that may be your cue to turn around if you reach the haunted Bridal Veil Falls.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Smoke After Dark.
Yeah.